As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Moon Day, Monday, July the 5th, Independence Day holiday observed, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that, hard facts, and oft-times workable solutions. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. And to be part of today's broadcast, you can log on, bookmark, becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org to engage in our chat room discussions. Just log on, bookmark those sites, click on the chat room link, and enter into the chat. Pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join us live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio, as we love to do each and every morning, out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, and all the others that might be carrying this broadcast this morning. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our calling number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You can find all of that contact information at becomevocallocal.com and our show archives available at the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage. This morning, Independence Day, of course, as you all know, the U.S. holiday. This is when everybody gets to take their day off. Hopefully we'll get a little bit of a cessation from the fireworks, but you can't count on that in this neighborhood. All markets are closed today, so we're just going to talk a little bit about the market reports and then proceed on to other things. We'll discuss the Declaration of Independence. Had call requests from listeners for that. We'll talk about that a bit today. We'll go back to John Stuart Mill if we do have time, though. Barry the Usurper has declared that the press can't get close to the news. This apparently is an H.R. 3740. So if the press can't get close to the news, we'll stay pretty much away from the news today as well. And, of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this Independence Day. All markets being closed as they are Monday, July the 5th, 2010. Active trading, however, out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, finds gold. The gold spot market, of course, never really closes. Gold off $3.80, trades at $1,207.50. A Freudian expectationary slip there. $1,207.50 off $3.80. Silver off 9 cents. Miserable deal in precious metals right now. Silver off 9 cents. Trades at $17.78. We were getting so close to 20 bucks for a while. Well, we'll have to crawl back up out of the hole. Platinum up 3 bucks at $1,503. And palladium off 4 at $427 an ounce. We'll cover the rest of this market report on the other side of these first few minutes of commercial airtime. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, July the 5th, the official Independence Day holiday observed in the United States of America. Our July 5th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, just getting underway here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's back into that market report and close it out for today. One more time, active trading New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the gold spot market finds gold trading off $3.80 an ounce at $1,207.50, silver off 9 cents at $17.78 an ounce, platinum up $3 at $1,503 a troy ounce, and palladium off 4 at $427 an ounce. The lows and the highs this morning in the gold spot market so far, $1,205.80 for a low, $1,215.40 for a high, spread of $10 standing there. But at $1,207.50, your gold remains up $275.70 year to year for a 29.59% return on your investment. London gold fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,208.50. We were a buck below that at 9 o'clock a.m. The SPDR gold shares stands at unchanged over the weekend at 13,1891. That's 1,318.91 metric tons for a value on the street at these current bullion market prices of $50.93 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 46 on Friday at 9,686. The NASDAQ off 10 at 2,092. and the S&P 500 down 5, closing down 5 on Friday at 1,023. Not at all looking good over there either. The crude oil this morning up 21 cents for us at $72.35 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are with the authority of Mike Chambers in Oklahoma. U.S. dollar index this morning up 22 basis points. This is part of the problem that we're dealing with. That's strong dollar. I don't know what's buoying it up, but again, you know, it's not really the dollar. This is just the USDX, the dollar index, that trade-weighted basket of currencies that you can find out all about at the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, theice.org, I believe it is. It is standing at 84.58. Of course, that impacts the foreign exchange markets. In the Forex, the Canadian loonie off 11 basis points trades at 94 cents even. 94 cents exchanges against the U.S. dollar. The Mexican peso, lots of nonsense in the news about the peso up, peso down, and all this other hanky-wringing, but it still stands at 8 cents U.S., so you can fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop on change. The euro this morning, off 28 basis points, trades at $1.25, continuing its upward move against the U.S. dollar. The British pound drops 46 basis points, yet trades out at $1.51 U.S., and the Swiss franc off 13 basis points, trades at 94 cents. So the Canadian loonie and the Swiss franc today, this morning, at parity. Once again, the bond market this morning, the 2-year bond, the yield on the 2-year U.S. Treasuries, 0.62%. The 10-year stands at 2.97%, and the 30-year comes in at 3.94% in early trading. The mortgage market this morning moving down from 4.31 to 4.09. The 15-year mortgage continues this downward trend. The 30-year mortgage moves down from 4.91 a month ago to 4.71%, and of course, the prime rate remains at 3.25%. So with that, let's go into a little bit of news, not too much. This off of a Reuters site here, Commodity Online Reuters article. Apparently, New Delhi, Mumbai, Commodity Online, gold prices fell sharply after testing all-time highs recently, with the market going below the psychological 1,200 an ounce in the international markets, the fall erased gains of the last several weeks. And it continues, while mine supplies continue to improve, official sector sales are rising. IMF disposals is what they say parenthetically. IMF, International Monetary Fund disposals. I'd like to see some more information on that in this article, but it wasn't there. And fabrication demand in major markets, mainly India, is weakening. Demand destruction, there's that key word again wherever we're thinking about sustainable development, demand destruction at higher prices is at play. In other words, the marketplace doesn't like gold getting too high because the little gold bangles and beads and baubles and all the things that the East Indians love to wear are too expensive, and those people don't want to buy it, and so they resist, and they resist, and they resist, and they whine, and they cry, and they whine, and they cry. They go out and beat their cattle in the street, all of that sort of thing. What mayhem. Well, a high level of speculative net length, too, suggests a risk of downward correction. Gold prices will continue to be volatile as external markets are likely to continue to impact the sentiment. To add to this problem is that, contrasting to the strong start of the year, commodity markets displayed certain nervousness during the last 2 months. Well, yeah. Commodity prices remained under pressure during June as macroeconomic concerns recovering global recovery prospects, blah, 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 European debt crisis, sovereign risk, fears of a Chinese slowdown and tightening credit in emerging markets dominated the minds of the people, probably. Although the G20 meeting generated some confidence about the intention of major economies to contain deficit and work toward better financial sector stability, the overall message was somewhat lukewarm because of a lack of consensus on priorities. There was very little consensus building. Fiscal deficit reduction or boosting growth prospects through increased government spending, reports the Economic Times, and an article continues. Lots of stuff in there. I want to dispatch this news as quickly as we can. Let's see if we can get to this one. I want to talk about Stuck on Stupid for a moment. This, an article off of Bloomberg News in regards to General Dynamics. You know, we hear about GE, we hear about Raytheon and Boeing and all the rest of them. Well, here's another actor in the sector of stupid war. Tony Capizio writing this on July the 2nd for Bloomberg. General Dynamics, $15.5 billion expeditionary fighting vehicle program to build amphibious transports for carrying Marines ashore should be considered for cancellation, according to congressional auditors, and thank God for that. Want to talk about a stupid idea, expeditionary fighting vehicles in the 21st century. I don't know what expedition they're going on. Maybe they need to consult with the rat, the Rattenser, the guy in the fish hat, and find out what kind of expeditions he really wants us to embark upon. But the project is at least 5 years behind schedule and at $24 million apiece, 176% over its original per-unit price tag. According to the U.S. Government Accountability Office, of course, there's no accountability in the U.S. government. It faces additional, quote, costs and schedule and performance risks, close quote, said the report released today by Congress's investigative arm. The, quote, program's history of cost growth, schedule slips, and performance failures, combined with the increased threat of anti-ship missiles against Marine Corps vessels, raised the question of whether the case for the program is still sound. If you ever just take a moment and look up on the internet and take a look at this little ignorant device, you would see why they want to defund it, and I think it's a good idea. However, General Dynamics spokesman Peter Keating said the Falls Church, Virginia-based company's land systems unit has delivered 4 of 7 new prototype vehicles with reliability improvements to Camp Pendleton in California for 18 months of testing. The remaining 3 transports will be delivered this month, so they're just about ready to pick up the money and walk away with all of this unbelievable money for these stupid vehicles. We'll be right back.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And if stupid is as stupid does, then apparently the Marines have become more grossly stupid than ever. But this General Dynamics device here, this landing craft that they've come up with, is just the epitome of stupidity. But the General Dynamics spokesman, Peter Keating, said the Falls Church, Virginia-based company's land systems unit has delivered four of the seven new prototype vehicles with reliability improvements, again, to Camp Pendleton. Reliability improvements. In other words, they fixed everything that was wrong with the last bunch of them. They have three remaining transports delivered this month. Here's a quote. "We have fixed everything, and we're going to demonstrate performance," Keating said. "If we can't prove it in 18 months of testing, then shame on us." Well, I'd add to your shame, and I'll raise it. How about accountability? If you can't get this little device of yours to work, how about paying us back? This is insanity. The transport program has been in development for more than 10 years and was reorganized in 2007, cutting the number to be purchased and extending the development period after the vehicle failed earlier reliability tests. Time to revisit this idea? Congress, through this fiscal year, has approved $3 billion of the program's $15 billion original cost. Even with fewer transports to be purchased, the overall price tag has grown more than 70% over an original $9 billion estimate, according to the GAO and Pentagon figures. Folks, if you got to take a look at this thing. I'm not going to go into any more of this article. It's very lengthy, but it just demonstrates how ignorant this whole thing is. Go up on the Internet. You can go to efv.usmc.mil. EFV. EFV. Edwards Fuego Vicilando, if I get, I don't know, I don't speak that language, EFV, like Albert Fiorini, Vittorio, U.S. Marine Corps.mil. Look at this expeditionary fighting vehicle, all right? Ridiculous, absolutely insane. We've got Google Earth, we've got drones in the air, and these guys are spending billions and billions and billions of dollars to go from a ship to the shore and then run around with their little tank and do all this work. It's absolutely insane. And how many people can this thing carry? 17 men. Wow. That's kind of like borders on the insane. But let's get a little bit of sanity and go to Massachusetts and talk to our friend Jeff in Mass. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How's it going? Well, you know what I'm thinking about is today's my day off, so I figured I'd give your program a call. And as far as that military ship, that the military transport's concerned, my thinking is it's like the old story of the emperor's clothes. And these military contractors are like the tailors that give the king an invisible robe, and guess what? The king is buck naked. And it's guys like us, well, like the little boy saying, government, you're buck naked. You're naked as a jaybird.
They can't see it. They don't understand. They really don't understand, Jeff. And it drives me insane because you look at things like this and you think about the money that's being spent on it. You know who's getting rich and who's getting poor. I would really not want to be one of these 17 Marines stuck inside of this tin can on wheels, on floats, on spinners with a tank barrel sticking out of it. With the Stinger missiles that they've got in Iran and in Russia, this thing is just a walking disaster. It's unbelievable. But the money that's been dumped into it, the problem is they can't get it to operate. They can't get it to run. They don't work. You know, you look at the pictures that they provide. You look at the inside. These guys are stuffed in here like sardines. It's unbelievable. But at the same time, it's stuck on stupid, Jeff, because this form of military warfare is so archaic. It went out with World War II, and yet we're perpetuating it.
Well, that's it. Can you say death trap, boys and girls? Now, here's another weird thought. how is it that we can get Americans to get off their butts and do something about this problem? You know what? It's when it hits your front door or if something traumatic happens. I mean, in my case, I remember years and years and years ago in my teen years, me and a friend of mine were walking home. I didn't live in Chelsea back then. And you know what? Me and my friend got assaulted by a street gang in Chelsea, and I pretty much got out of there. I came out of it really badly. I'll keep it at that. And you know what? That put a seed into me and made me realize that, you know what? But when America becomes a third world country, people are going to go through this every single day. They'll have to watch out when they go from point A to point B. When the whole country becomes a third world country, these defense contractors are going to be out of this country, and they're going to be sitting pretty along with all the other thieves out there, and we're going to be stuck with the third world toilet to where if you're Caucasian, hold on to your hat.
Absolutely.
It's not going to be pretty.
Absolutely. Absolutely. These are some of the things that we definitely have in our cards looking forward, Jeff. If we cannot come to grips with taking control of this government, I don't know whether you've ever taken the time in your research to read Thomas Hobbes' Leviathan, but I encourage many to do that. One of the things that I bring to the airwaves on a regular basis is his concept of all men at war against all men. All right, this is man in the state of nature. This is when governments are all completely broken down, and we're left to our own devices. And I'd like to say that I have to shoot my way down to the post office and then shoot my way down to the grocery, shoot my way over to the filling station, fill up my truck with gasoline, and then shoot my way all the way back to the house just to get my groceries in the door. This doesn't sound like progress to me, Jeff.
No, it doesn't. It sounds like we're going backwards. And this little tale I shared about my life, I mean, it's basically true. I was a white guy going through a Hispanic section, and I happened to be the white guy, and I got my you-know-what handed to me, and that really made an impact in my life that this is where we're heading towards. And you know what? A lot of people get into activism. A lot of people do stuff because of traumatic events that happen to them. And when you have seeds like that being planted into a person, you know, but if you never experienced something like that, or worse, if you're a veteran and you go through warfare and you're told you can't go after the enemy after your whole team gets their you-know-what handed to them, then that's why you have what you have today. And you know what? I'm going to get off the line, but this is where we're heading towards, which is third world country. We have to fight from point A to point B. And there's another book called The Camp of the Saints. Think of The Camp of the Saints and think of Custer's Last Stand. And you know, General Custer didn't fare too well. Will, I thank you for having me on the broadcast, and do have a great day.
Thanks for calling in, Jeff. Thanks always. Good calls from Jeff from Massachusetts, or as he likes to say, Jeff from Marksachusetts. You know, so it's quite the environment up there. I've been through Massachusetts. I went up and looked around at Harvard Square and spent some time up in that area. It was very beautiful a long, long time ago, back in the 70s, as I was making my way towards New York City for the bicentennial celebration of our nation's birthday, I guess you could say, Independence Day. Of course, we've got some really interesting sound clips and things that we could go into if there's time allowing in regards to the Declaration of Independence, the Magna Carta. We'll talk about all of that sort of stuff in a moment. But again, think about this idea of warfare from the standpoint of tanks and grunts on the ground and stuff like this. It's all becoming so obsolete, it's almost laughable that we're even continuing it. But they spend billions and billions and billions and billions toward this. In fact, this is where most of your tax revenue goes, is to support companies like General Dynamics and Raytheon, etc., as they build these ridiculous vehicles for expeditions and imperialist exploit. We'll be right back. Stay with us. A lot more to come on today's two-hour broadcast.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we're going to continue a little bit further with the really stupid news this morning. Abengoa surges after solar plant builder wins a $1.45 billion loan guarantee. All right. We got plenty of billions and billions to throw around. Kind of funny, isn't it? Broke is a joke, and it ain't no joke. And yet we've got billions and billions to throw around. We're going to loan everybody in the world money. We're going to give all of the various contractors money here. Apparently we've got the money, right, honey? Abengoa, A-B-E-N-G-O-A, you figure it out. It's up on Bloomberg. Find out about it this morning. Surged the most in 20 months in Madrid trading, after the company won a $1.45 billion loan guarantee from the U.S. government to build a solar power plant in Arizona. Well, that sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Solar power, free energy, free money. The shares climbed as much as 15%, the biggest intraday gain since October the 13th of 2008, and traded at 1808. Who cares? Abengoa's plant, to be built 70 miles southwest of Phoenix, will be the world's largest solar power installation, producing 250 megawatts and serving 70,000 families, the Seville-based company said in a statement. We're not giving this money to an American company, no, not at all. What we're doing basically is we're lining the pockets of the Spanish. Maybe we'll give them Florida next. I don't know. But anyway, the Solana installation. Now, isn't that name rather interesting? Solana installation. How many, let me see a show of hands, how many in the audience this morning have heard of Javier Solana? Javier Solana. They're going to title this one the Solana installation. I'll leave you to do your research on who is Javier Solana. Using solar thermal technology will prevent 470,000 tons in carbon dioxide emissions annually. Of course, if they didn't build the unit, there would be no carbon dioxide emission annually from the spot either, but that's neither here nor there. According to the company's calculations, in other words, they're going to figure out, I guess, how to calculate carbon dioxide emission. Well, if they planted grass there, there would be a certain amount of carbon dioxide consumption. Of course, if they paved it all over with concrete, according to one of the scientists, a female NASA scientist inside of the habitat, well, what was that thing? The biosphere, I think it was called, or something like that. I interviewed her on air, seems to be over a year ago, and she told me that they had a real problem inside of that biosphere where they had a savanna, and they had the grasslands, they had the little forest, and they had a rainforest and all that, and a little lake, and they built all this stuff at our expense in there. But they had a real problem. See, the problem was is that the concrete inside of the structure was sucking up all the carbon dioxide. It was a carbon dioxide sink. And there wasn't enough carbon dioxide inside to keep the plants all happy and healthy. So they had a real problem there coming up with enough carbon dioxide to keep their little biosphere world happy. And it was because of the concrete. The carbon dioxide was just seeping into the sinking into all of the concrete in the structure. So maybe the real answer for Al Gore's climate gate would just be to simply put concrete, pave all of Arizona with concrete, and then they could not be worried about carbon dioxide emissions any longer, but we don't think like that. The Seville, Spain-based company plans to start construction before the year's end and begin generating electricity before the end of 2013. Santiago Sage, chief executive officer of Abengoa's solar unit, said in a July 3rd interview. Of course, you can jump up and take a look at that on the internet as well. Follow the links over and take a look at this Abengoa, their company. It's abengoasolar.com, ABENGOASOLAR.com, abengoasolar.com. And you can see what they've got going on over here. And then they show the various and sundry projects that they're going to put together in the United States and some that they have. Most of them are in support of penal colonies, penal institutions, where they create the hot water for all of the prisons in the prison system. Not all of the prisons, just a few of them. We have so many, they couldn't do it all. But here, the Solana Phoenix, Arizona project. Let's see if I can get that to not move while I'm reading it. To be the largest solar plant in the world with 280 megawatts of potential power, relies on the parabolic trough technology and a storage system of molten salts. It will provide electricity to 70,000 homes and prevent 400,000 tons of carbon dioxide emissions. Of course, in the Bloomberg article, they said 475,000 tons of carbon dioxide, so I guess they're revising their estimates upward for news value. But anyway, that's that story. Keep your eyes peeled on that. You don't think this is going to be bringing any free energy to the people in Phoenix, Arizona, do you? Absolutely not. They'll still have their smart meters on their homes, and they'll still be paying through the nose for electricity. And everyone in the United States will get to contribute through our tax dollars to this project that will only benefit 70,000 people in Arizona. That is social equity. There's no doubt about that. We did talk a little bit about this idea of having the usurper, Barry the Usurper, declare that the press can't get close to the news. All of those of you out there that have listened to the alternative media networks for any length of time realize that commercial media hasn't been anywhere close to the news for a long time, but I found this one rather interesting. The weekly address, this is off of whitehouse.gov,
This is July the 3rd. President Obama touts nearly $2 billion in new investments to help build a clean energy economy. Have to back up a little bit. Too many things from whitehouse.gov on my browser this morning. Washington, in this week's address, Barry the Usurper announced that the Energy Department is awarding nearly $2 billion in conditional commitments from the Recovery Act to two solar companies. Albemarle Solar has agreed to build one of the largest solar plants in the world in Arizona, which will create about 1,600 construction jobs, with over 70% of the construction components and products manufactured here in the U.S. And when completed, this plant will provide enough clean energy to power 70,000 homes. Of course, you're going to have to pay for that clean energy. And Abound Solar Manufacturing is building two new plants, one in Colorado and one in Indiana. And these projects will create more than 2,000 construction jobs and over 1,500 permanent jobs as the plants produce millions of state-of-the-art solar panels each year. Well, there's a lot more to that, but let's jump over here because this is where I really wanted to go. This is the Daniel Pearl Freedom of the Press Act of 2009, H.R. 3714. Now, of course, this was in the wake of the press fellows that got shot to death over in Iraq from that Black Hawk helicopter, I guess, that was circling around and around, blowing hell out of children and women and automobiles and everything else. So this article comes out. Even though this article is being referenced here, I don't think this is still the right one that we need to look at in regards to the news report that we got on Oracle Unleashed in the middle of the evening. As far as reporters and photographers having to stay back 65 feet from anything that could be considered newsworthy in the Gulf oil spill. So there's all that. But here's this act. I'll just give you a bare bones minimum of it. There's so much more I want to go to today. This is an act. It's called, again, the Daniel Pearl Freedom of the Press Act of 2009. And it starts off to amend the Foreign Assistance Act of 1961 to include in the annual country reports on human rights practices information about freedom of the press in foreign countries. And then they always put in their weasel clause, and for other purposes, being enacted by the House and the Senate of the United States and Congress assembled, so on, so on. And it continues. I'll let you read it. But there is certainly much to be much question to be raised in regards to this presidential proclamation that the news is going to have to stay back and cannot come in close to report things in the Gulf of Mexico and that area. So with all of that having been said, let's look over here and go over here. And I think that's about all the news that I really want to even discuss. So, yes, indeed, and in fact, it is the 4th of July, I guess, holiday, Independence Day holiday. This is the day that we observe in the United States. And I had a request over the weekend to get involved with and spend a little bit of time. Actually, it came in the chats on Friday from one of our listeners to get into the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States, our Declaration of Independence, and just go through a little bit of it, which we will do for a while, and try and bring out some of little bit what I know about what it is we read when we read that document. So with that, we'll be back in 3 minutes and start that.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Certainly the comment about Javier Solana and this Solana project, you know, it's always going to be good for comment through him. We had some good questions brought up in the chat room. If you're not in the BecomeVocalLocal.com chat room, you certainly do that. And just type in BecomeVocalLocal.com in your browser or VocalLocal.org and jump into the chat room, join the conversation in there. I'm getting some messages on the side. Lots of interesting things are presented throughout the broadcast. I haven't a chance to look at, but I do have some things on my browser I want to discuss. Let's go into organic law as we begin to think about the Declaration of Independence. It was basically a collaborative writing project. It was the summation, if you will, or a colloquy or a compendium of many ideas that came up through the course of years, really, of thought and discussion by these philosophically radical founders of ours. Anyway, before we go to there, let's go to this. The organic law, you can find this up on Wikipedia. It's rather interesting. And the organic laws of the United States. An organic law is a fundamental law, is a law or a system of laws which forms the foundation of a government, corporation, or other organizational body. A constitution is a particular form of organic law for a sovereign state. All right, that's how they start out. And this particular article I've read several times, and it's loaded with information that you can jump into and follow up on. But it continues and says, the organic laws of the United States of America are included in the U.S. Code. These documents include the United States Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, the Northwest Ordinance, and the U.S. Constitution. These documents comprise the very first part of the United States Code, wherein lies the collected statutes of the United States. And so it's a great point of beginning for your own understanding of U.S. history, if you will, our history, our story. And they make for a very interesting read, because if you can put yourself in the mind of the founders, put yourself back, go back in time, and visualize yourself sitting there in a situation where you've got an enormous land mass to your west, and you've got nothing but the Atlantic Ocean and England to your east, and you're trying to think of some way of separating one from the other, you'd come up with this list of this group of writings that then comprise the organic laws of the United States. And then it goes on and it talks, the article continues, and it talks about the organic laws in France and the organic laws in Spain. But I'll just give them out once again. If you're writing them down, taking notes this morning, these documents include, this is the organic laws of the United States, which are included in the U.S. Code. You can write down U.S. Code. And then the three, four here, the United States Declaration of Independence, the Articles of Confederation, the Northwest Ordinance, very interesting read there, and the U.S. Constitution. So these are the four organic documents, all right? So now let's jump over to the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States. And if we have time in the second hour, I might play a short clip, a short portion of a long clip in regards to the Declaration of Independence, where it, how it came into existence. And then we'll pause with that. There's much more that's available in regards to the Magna Carta, which is absolutely essential to understand as well. But anyways, as when in the course, we're just going to start right out with the Declaration of Independence, when in the course of human events, when in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bonds which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Very interesting sentence, to be sure. But when in the course of human events, so our founders are looking at the long, long line of history, as we say here, carefully researching our history, and then finding ourselves always in the present, falling forward into the future, they're reflecting upon the course of human events that led up to this particular day and time, this to declare, if you will, independence. It becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bonds. That's very important, for one people to dissolve the political bonds, bondage, bond slave, bands. Bands is another way, the bands of marriage, maybe you've heard of that. But the political bonds, all those ties that bind one group to another, which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth. What are we talking about when we talk about assuming an equal, assume among the powers of the earth? There are many powers of the earth. There's all of the nobilities, the black nobility of Europe. There's the Asia that was, well, that our founders were aware of and trading with. There's the northern hemisphere, the southern hemisphere. Assume among the powers of the earth. They were raising themselves up in this circle, if you will, of powers, the War Powers Act, etc., to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station. What are we talking about? Equal station. This is status. Status. Very important. It's like the difference in a status between a bond servant and a free man. An equal station, that status, to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitles them. This is a very important thing here. We're not talking about, we're not talking about written law other than the natural law. The natural law had been in process of being written for well over 1,000 years. But certainly we go back and Hugo Grotius and Samuel Pufendorf and a lot of the people of their time where they were actually starting to come up with this idea that if, as Galileo had begun to put together certain natural laws for science, things that we could discover, and later Newton, you know, if we can look at and we can identify, if we can isolate certain natural physical laws in the physical sciences, the philosophical radicals of their day were saying, if that be so, And if any place on the planet that you dropped a cannonball and a feather or something similar, a cannonball and a tennis ball, that they both hit the deck at about the same time, if not precisely, are there these kinds of laws of nature that also work with man? And so the whole discussion is too big for today. The idea of the laws of nature and nature's God, of course, then they're talking about something else here rather than necessarily the God of the Bible. This is a much more open way of stating it. There is the freedom to worship religion envisioned in all of these documents of the way that you see fit. I think, as Thomas Jefferson said, it matters not to him whether his neighbor had one god or many gods, as long as, it just didn't make any difference to him, as long as he kept all of his gods to himself over there. But an equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, that's an entitlement, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind. You've got to understand that they were about to embark on ambassadorial relations here. They wanted to have this respected by all of the other powers, to gain this equal station, to be respected by the other powers. And so it was, even though they would be considered insurgent and belligerent, they certainly were not interested in coming off like a bunch of rubes, and they weren't that. But continuing, and I will say this as we go into this, of all of the people to do what I'm doing right now, I'm one of the least qualified. I know of other men on radio that could go into this thing with such fine precision and detail that it would open it up to you in an unbelievable way. I'm just an amateur historian. I read what I read, and I know what I know. All right? I don't claim to be a scholar here on this sort of stuff. But continuing, it then says, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. In other words, before you square off at the line and start exchanging punches and blows, maybe it would be good to, face your accuser and say bring your cause before the court, if you will, the court of public opinion, the world court in this case, because everyone is going to be looking at what was going to happen as a result of this. Now, that is really the kind of like the preamble to what follows. That is rarely discussed, and the next sentence is probably one of the most famous in English history.
You owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells.
Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cardivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, July the 5th, 2010. This is the observed day, the U.S. observed day, Independence Day holiday. A lot of you are taking the days off today. I'm thankful that you've joined us for the broadcast live. Certainly, we come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. We're joined in our second hour by AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, and thankful for that as well. Much to be thankful for today. As bad as things have gotten, we still have a little bit of freedom left, very little, but from place to place and time to time, you can see smatterings of that. Going into the Declaration of Independence, one of our chatters brought it up last Friday. Of course, I didn't want to just jump into it without pulling together any kind of research, but at the same time, I don't want to go into it too much or to put myself up above my own station or status. As far as knowing the ins and outs, there are so many people that have invested many years looking into this particular document that would be better spokesmen for it and teach better on it. And so I would defer to them in all cases. But if you have a question or comment about the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States, you're certainly welcome to call into today's broadcast, 866-841-1065. The balance of this hour, we'll be talking about these sorts of things and other of these organic documents, the organic law, some of the other documents that I have opened up in front of me here for this discussion. But the declaration, and we've already gone through the opening bit, the preamble, if you will, and now we're in the first sentence that most people know. If you were to ask them, well, what does it even say? Do you have a clue? What does the Declaration of Independence say? Most people know this, or they might be able to with prompting. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I've shared that with you time and time again on the broadcast. It's certainly a well-known statement, but you have to ask, is it true? Is there any truth in this, or what are they trying to say? Well, we know that as a collaborative writing project, they were just basically putting words on paper, first of all, number one. But secondly, they were trying to convey ideas that they had discussed, many together working, discussed in convention, and to put it in a way that it would be easy to understand and a good preamble to what was to follow. But we can say that what truths, what is self-evident, when we talk about men or man, we talk about being created, we talk about equal, those are tough topics. And especially when we're, you know, here at the home of philosophical radicalism, we could go on and on endlessly. What is a truth? How is it derived? Using logic from our five senses? These are notes that have been sent to me by one of our listeners. Good question. What are these truths? What is a truth? How do you know what a truth is? What is truth and what is fiction? Certainly our founders were well aware of the writings of Aristotle and his logic. Many of them had copies of his works in their libraries. Many of them had referred to and used logic in the past, logic being one of the things that was taught, as well as rhetoric in schools in their day. A good education, a well-rounded education in those days wouldn't include basketball practice, but perhaps the study of logic. What do we think about when we look at logos? What do we mean when we think about logos, logic?
shared this with you before, but you might refer to your Bibles and look at John 1:1 in the beginning. God created all things. Okay, that's Genesis 1:1. We'll be back with the other thing. Right, I'm hearing the break. We'll be right back. Hang in there.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Monday, July the 5th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, in observance of Independence Day being the 5th today, the observed day. Trying to go through a little bit of this unanimous declaration of the 13 of the United States without just sitting here and reading it whole cloth. Trying to reflect a little bit on parts and pieces of it. One of our chatters on Friday last asked about that, and I received an excellent email from him over the weekend with a PDF file, lots of little bullet points and boxes, questions, and good questions too. If you're not in our chat room, you certainly could do that. Log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com or vocallocal.org. And jump up in the chat room if you like. Go there. There's lots of very pertinent, on-point, on-topic chatting going on. Lots of references being dropped in to the chat room. Certainly, I'm appreciative of that. As we were going into the break, I had just started the Gospel According to John in a discussion of the truth. But before we go to that,
Let's jump over here and go live to our caller. Good morning, caller.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm fine, thanks. You know what, and I wanted to talk a little bit about the Constitution and one of the things that, you know, it's supposed to serve as a contract between the people and the government.
Okay.
And my problem is, as an instrument, I mean, it's either, it's failed. And has it failed because it was designed to fail, or did it fail just because of its own failure? But either way, I mean, it's really not working the way it's supposed to. And there is no way to enforce the Constitution. You know, it's never been signed by anybody. I mean, if you were to look at it as being an instrument, as being a contract. And so, you know, maybe we need to have a constitutional convention. Maybe this government needs to be changed because, you know, the Constitution was never meant to be a self-enforcing document.
Have you ever considered the Constitution as a trust as opposed to a contract? It was the creation of a trust?
No, I really haven't.
That would be an area where you might want to make an inquiry, because when it was first shown to me, again, even by our listeners, I received some DVDs from some folks. I've asked them several times if they want to come on air, but they're rather shy. But if you look at it from the standpoint of a trust, setting up a trust fund, a perpetual trust, that is a very interesting avenue of understanding as well. But I agree with you in that the Constitution, as I say, you know, it's been surrounded by brass and it's under glass and it's been put in a mausoleum of history. We don't use the Constitution. It was set aside early on, and certainly during the end of the War of Northern Aggression, certainly been set aside. Is it a competent framework for government? I believe it is, but we don't use it that way, and so we have a real problem there. Would we benefit by having a constitutional convention with the kind of treasonous, treacherous traitors and petards that we have in Washington today? I don't think so. I wouldn't even want to open that discussion, and most of the people that have strong constitutional leanings would concur with that. We are not in a time where we could even afford to open that, because you open that discussion, and once you convene a constitutional convention, you could come out of it with anything from a Mad Magazine to Mad Max, you know, so that's not something we really want to do. But we have a tremendous amount of corruption in our system right now. We have transitioned into this corporate governance structure that is completely alien to anything that our founders ever envisioned. And so I would agree with you. You know, we're in deep trouble there.
And one of the things I don't think that Americans ever consider is, you know, there has to be a line in the sand drawn someplace. I mean, at some point, there has to be a point at which, when the government, you know, oversteps its bounds, it's going to be need to be met with resistance. And, you know, how fascist, you know, if we look at the things that government has done, you know, together as a group, all the things that they have done, we've gone to war and created this country and had our revolution for much less than what's going on right now. And the fact that they can take Americans and throw Americans in jail, torture him, hold him for years, and then charge him on crimes other than what he was initially thrown in jail and tortured for, just should shock people.
Well, it should, and part of the problem, part of the problem that we're dealing with is gradualism. All right, it doesn't come. It's a long train of abuses. It hasn't come suddenly. All of the abuses have been in themselves small steps toward the tyranny that we experience today. But think of it along this lines. It is so much easier for people to jump up all of a sudden and go to arms, let's say, against a neighbor or another country, but to jump up and raise a call to arms against your own government is something that
that the American people, by not only education, but indoctrination and diet and injunction and everything else, are not really willing to do. And I'm with you. I don't know what more it's going to take for people to realize that it's time to not just draw that line in the sand, because unfortunately, caller, I think that we've drawn so many lines in the sand where it looks like a tic-tac-toe field, and we're standing in the center box completely enclosed by the lines we've drawn. No one's willing to step out of that box and move forward. And as the global system continues to advance, resistance by means of arms is becoming more and more unrealistic as time goes by.
And I fear that because of the fact, I mean, and you look at it historically, what happened in the Soviet Union and the atrocities that were committed by, you know, the NKVD and you know, the KGB and, you know, the way people were tortured there and murdered and put into prison camps. And the police state never had to answer for the crimes that they perpetuated against, you know, humanity at large. And I just think that's a shame, and it worries me that, you know, the exact same type of thing could happen here, that the police would be able to do all these types of things and jail people and imprison people, and that they'll be tortured and executed and whatever, and there'll never be a reckoning for having done that, just like there hadn't been any reckoning for what had happened under the police state in the Soviet Union.
Absolutely, or you could go to Chairman Mao, you know, you go to China and look at it there. You could go under Pol Pot, you can go under any of these despot dictators that we've set up around the world and see the same sort of a thing. One of the real differences for most of the people in the United States is that they're going to have to come to grips with this idea that although we have been the aggressor at almost every instance in really just contradiction to what our founders said, you know, in the beginning, you know, to avoid foreign entanglements. But because now we are the Rome of the modern day, it's going to be really hard for people to come up to that level of understanding where they realize that we are the problem and this government is rogue and this government needs to be brought to heel, and it needs to be done so really, really rapidly. But, hey, great points. I'm going to let you go. Thank you for calling in this morning and adding your comments very timely and right on the money. So thank you very much, and I'll be back in a few minutes, folks, with much, much more. Your calls are welcome.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins, because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A, panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned once again. Our call-in number, folks, is 866-841-1065. You're certainly welcome to call in, get your ideas and questions and thoughts out on the record, as our previous caller did. I always hope that I'm doing a good job or doing a good service in answering questions that are asked to me on air. As far as live and quick quips and responses, I'm not always the best, but I like to sit down and go through my books and come up with answers to questions, especially difficult ones. But here's a question that was posited in this email that I received that included a PDF of the Declaration of Independence, and caller or the writer says this: what is truth, and how is it derived using logic or logos from our five senses? We've spoken of this before. I misspoke in the previous segment and started out incorrectly, giving Genesis 1:1 instead of John 1. But John 1 begins this way in my Bible. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." All right? So in the beginning was the Word. But if that Word in the Strong's is 3056, which is logos, logic, logos, the logos. And so in the beginning was logic, you could say. And that logic was with God, and that logic was God. Pure reason would be one way of looking at it. Not something physical, necessarily, most likely not, but something of reason, something of thought, or something of energy. And energy, the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing made that was made. So nothing was made that was made illogically. And so these philosophical ideas have been worked over for thousands of years by minds far, you know, far better than I could ever, you know, hope to possess. But certainly those minds that I've read for thousands and thousands of pages worth. But so we hold these truths. What is truth? And then to be self-evident, that is highly contested, as a phrase. And from the philosophical quarter, it's probably the greatest illogic in the document. But anyway, proceeding, that all men are created equal. Again, balderdash, Hogwart, the Harry Potter school. Men are not created equal. No two things were created equal. To even suggest or refer to all things being created equal denies the incredible wisdom and combination of the creator of the universe. There's no two blades of grass. There's no two birds in the sky. There's no two beasts in the field. And there most certainly are not two men equal. Never have been, never can be. And who would want it? Who would want it? What a boring and mundane world that would be. But they had something else perhaps in mind when they were thinking about what was equal. Perhaps it was equal before the law. But again, even in their time, that was not the case.
You can look at their own documents, and you'll see that an Indian was no man at all, and that a Negro was just, you know, so many fifths of a man. And it continues that among these, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. What is an unalienable right? If you look into that word, and we've done all of these studies before on air, but if you look into that word, you'll see at the very root in there, the key phrase, lien. What is a lien? It's basically somebody else making a claim on something that you have. And so if it can be aliened, it can be taken away, it could be separated. Your right or your ownership, your possession of that property could be separated. And so the idea of unalienable right means that they cannot be separated from you. Now, we can think about these things as being profound, but we must understand that without this particular little phrase here, we have no guarantees. We have no certainties. All bets are off. If we allow ourselves to be led down the specious evolutionary trail where we just clambered out of some mud puddle someplace, the primordial soup, and found ourselves toweling off in the sunshine, and that none were created, no, not one, and that this is just an evolutionary process, then we would have no creator-given rights, even under the laws of nature or nature's God. And so to hold fast to this is absolutely important, however and whatever you visualize or know or have witness of that might be considered the Creator. And you can take the definite article away and just simply say Creator, the creational experience, whatever. That it continues then, it says, they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, we've studied John Locke, thanks to some of our listeners. I don't need to talk about everybody, who have suggested that we cover John Locke, and I was thankful for that. I'm learning right along with you each and every day. But we went into that, and we've studied it very carefully. We've also gone into the reading or the writings of Adam Smith out of his Wealth of Nations. But we look at this idea of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. There is a bit of a perversion that has happened here. Again, an inclusion, a divergence from the Lockean philosophy of life, liberty, and property, and the inclusion of this concept of the pursuit of happiness. And we'll find where that came from, hopefully, if there's time today. But this pursuit of happiness, I bring it out to you every single morning. I open the broadcast with this line that if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. Trying to understand, to wrap our mind around this idea of the happiness principle is fundamental to beginning our knowledge of what kind of a country we have and how valuable it is for us and what our rights and rule and duties, if you will, are within this system. If we don't rightly comprehend the pursuit of happiness, then we are not going to advance very far towards any kind of a restoration. So we discussed that. But why was it included? Why did they say the pursuit of happiness? Well, certainly, it's largely, in my opinion, because they were very well aware of the writings of Sir Francis Hutcheson. Several of the founders had his writings in their own possession. And certainly Benjamin Franklin knew well of this happiness principle. He picked it up in England, brought it to the colonies with him, back and forth as he went. What is this idea of liberty? We've talked about that before. As Andrew J. Galambos himself, a logician, styles it, you have to begin with property, as Locke did. You've got to understand property. What is property? As Galambos styles it, it is a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. That includes your intellectual property, your ideas. It includes your spirit, and it includes your physical body. The whole idea of borders and boundaries begins with our physical body. To think that you could have a constitution without borders is insanity. That you would be able to exist without borders is nuts. It's nutcase, all right? It's unreason, if you will. It begins with our body, all right? Our body is kind of like a chalice. It's like a vessel that carries around and protects and defends and nourishes our mind and our spirit, all right? A very special vessel, if you will, our mind and our spirit being what, if there's anything that separates us out from the animal kingdom, that would be it. All right. And our founders were very well of this, and they aware of this, and they were philosophically radical thinkers. And so they included this discussion in this text. It's kind of a place to go back and read from time to time. And then it continues, and it says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. And really and truly, for no other purpose than to secure the rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if property is a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of it, then what is freedom? Freedom is to have 100% control over your property 100% of the time, and 0% control of your neighbor's property 100% of the time, and that doesn't include any discussion of liberty. So it starts with property, and then it goes to freedom. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, so we've returned once again, and of course our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Folks, if you're not in the chat room this morning, you really ought to do that. If you have an internet-connected computer, go to becomevocallocal.com and just click on the chat link there, and you'll go into the chat room. You can come in anonymously if you'd like to, But the links that are being dropped into the chat room and the discussion that's going on there is absolutely fantastic today. Never seen anything like it in a chat room. Really excellent discussion going on in there. And certainly this is one of the more important documents out of these organic documents. And it really deserves all of the possible attention that we can put on it, simply so that we can understand better what was in the mind of our founders. What were they attempting to do with the other documents? What were they attempting to do with the Constitution? What were they looking at with the Northwest Territory? What did they know through their experience with the Continental Congress and the Articles of Confederation? What did they know about, for instance, the Magna Carta that they were trying to bring forward here and preserve and protect in the system that they were establishing? So a contract, again, the covenant, if you will, the Constitution, obviously follows this document. It was not even written at this time, so we won't discuss the Constitution yet. Let's just continue to look, because there's a lot more going on in here. But continuing, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government. Powerful stuff here. Stuff that we're going to continue to come across as we proceed further in our study of John Stuart Mill and his representative government. Information that we learned plenty of from reading John Locke and his treatise, the true original and end of civil government. No, this is the stuff of creation going on, where we were actually developing, we were carving out a new country in this powers of, on Earth, that was wholly unique, unlike any other. And it scared the black nobility of Europe to no end. It frustrated the Pope beyond belief. It ticked off the English beyond belief, because this little errant bunch of colonies was doing something that none other had done. It's like going to Star Trek, walking where nobody else had ever gone before. There is a discussion that needs to be made about the difference between alienable, unalienable, and inalienable. You will find in the United Nations documents and in most of the documents that are being produced in the last 50 years, a transition from the term unalienable or unalienable rights to inalienable rights. But I would ask you to take out your dictionaries and look up the difference in various flammable liquids. If you have something that is inflammable, it will burn. Inalienable right is a right that can be separated. This is an obfuscation. This is the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positive syntactician that cropped in when they created the system of positive law and legal positivism, the perversion of all law, whereby whatever the prince says has the force of law. All right? So an inalienable right is one that can be separated from you legally through the operation of law. Legal, not necessarily lawful, but legal. The legal beagles can take away all your rights, rights, rights. Soon you'll know what it is like to have no rights any longer. But an unalienable right is one that cannot be separated. As Sir Edward Coke said, that when he's speaking directly to James I, King James I, in regards to this unalienable natural law, the natural law right, and the common law of England, that the natural law was written on the hearts and minds of man as if by the very finger of God. In other words, the very first thing that happens when the sperm has impregnated the egg, if you will, that spark of life kicks off in that egg, and the cells, the zygote, begins to split. From that point forward, man moves. If man doesn't move, man is likely just another inanimate object. He has no more rights than rocks. And that's the way that the United Nations and the Sustainable Development Community look at man today anyway, as having no more rights than rocks. Rocks actually having more rights now than man. This is a condition of inalienable versus unalienable rights. All right? But man moves, and then man does what next? You can put the list together. I do my own little one. But man moves, and then man breathes. He's going to have to start receiving oxygen to that cell almost immediately. And if they don't get the oxygen from that cell's not likely to go anyplace. So man moves, and then man breathes. And even in breathing, man is moving. You can always tell, you know, that they didn't.
All right. Now I think we should be back up on air again. Let's see in the chat if we're going to come back up in a moment here. All right. So you start talking about Timothy McVeigh and chests that are continuing to move after they've given the lethal injection. And that just confirms that someone whose chest is still rising and falling has not perished. Okay. So anywho, then man perhaps would, if he first moves, then he breathes, and then he has to drink. If he's not taking in fluids, nothing's going to happen. All right. He's going to perish soon. He'll perish that far before he ever perishes from a lack of food. But then next, he must eat. He has to have nutrition from some source or another, whether he's getting it from his mother or foraging for it in the wood. And then, of course, because he's now breathing and he's now eating and he's now drinking, then the next thing logically would be excretion. And then it continues in procreation and it just goes on and on from there. All right. But all of these are conditions without which these are things that are definitional to man. And I think that's what our founders are trying to say when they said that man is endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. They can't be taken away. And that among these are life. Now, you could stop right there and just put a period in the sentence. You could drop liberty and throw it out. It won't hurt anything. And the pursuit of happiness and throw it out doesn't change anything. But they use this life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness basically to call to refresh the memory of the other people in the colonies and elsewhere, the idea of John Locke and his writings, and then throwing in Francis Hutcheson and an understanding of this pursuit of happiness. Continuing that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Any law, and this has been something that they knew a long time if you've ever read Blackstone's commentaries, but any law, any of the legal positivism of the time of Rome and forward, any law that the people will not obey, that will not they won't consent to, any law that cannot be cannot be enforced will not be enforced and thus is no law at all. So this is all based upon consent. Of course, lately, the last 50 years, we've taken a great turn of events, and we have created this idea of voluntary compliance. It's also that was the way the Republicans styled it. The Democrats called it the same thing as affirmative action. All right, affirmative action, voluntary compliance. Your compliance is voluntary, but compliance you will. Comply you shall. You see, you're still complying. But it's voluntary compliance. That's not the same as the consent of the governed. And then it continues, and it says that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, and this points to what our caller brought up, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. Alter or abolish it. So even though our founders created, you know, after this, the Constitution for the Federal Union, or the Trust, if you will, they included in there, they had the wisdom to include in there a process by which it could be amended. And it's been amended, and I think abusively, many times. But, of course, the original Declaration or the Bill of Rights, the first 10 Articles of Amendment, was necessary to get the colonies to go along with the creation of this trust. And there's much more that we could talk about. So there's a whole gob and a bunch involved in an understanding what is being said in all of this. And it itself could make a year's worth of study and worthy study for anyone that wanted to peer into the depths of it all. Continuing here, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principle and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Now, there's been such a tremendous abuse of this concept of safety. Safety is the promotion of a safety cult. Agenda 21, chapter 7.59, the promotion of a culture of safety. This has become a real problem. But remember that it was, well, we'll have to get to Benjamin Franklin's quote right after this. So stay with us. We'll be back. Your calls are welcome.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, thinking on the lines of Benjamin Franklin, where he said something along the lines, and I'll paraphrase, I don't have the quote directly in front of me, but if people who are willing to exchange their essential liberty for temporary security deserve neither their liberty or their security. It's so very important. So this idea of sowing these seeds of security and safety, you know, safety and happiness, FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, the All-Hazard Mitigation Planning Program, where they actually think that they're going to be able to somehow or another, through the miracle of government intervention and insurance, be able to indemnify the people of this country and perhaps around the world against anything and everything that the creator of the universe can throw at us and or whatever we can throw at each other, man-made and natural hazards. All right? So much we could talk about and all that, and we have in the past certainly accessed the archives on all of this. So continuing a little bit further here, prudence indeed will dictate the government long that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And this is one of the reasons, pointing back to our caller earlier, why we have not raised up, you know, why we have not poured out into the streets, why we have not revisited the liberty, the fraternity, the equality of the French Revolution, why we haven't got guillotines snapping in on the lawn at the White House, you know, on the White House lawn.
why we don't have a palace of justice erected someplace in Washington, D.C., hanging 525 treasonous, traitorous, treacherous petards from Congress yet. And I emphasize yet. All right? Because there comes a time when patience wears out, just as it did for our founders. All right? And it may very well be coming in our lifetime, perhaps sooner than any of us alike. But again, prudence indeed. Prudence, temperance. Let's remember and not forget who these people were. One said, you know, I think it was William Penn, or Sam Adams, or one of them, I can't remember which one specifically, and we're going to either hang together or we're going to hang individually, but hang we will, all right, if we fail in this. And so this was risky stuff. I mean, this was blogosphere, you know, 2.0 or something. This was very terribly treacherous for these people. They were risking everything, had it all on the line. Yes, I know. There's plenty of insiders going on around here. Lots of the Rothschild influence going on around here. Lots of Crown and Parliament Assemble going on around here. A lot of Vatican influence going on in here. You know, Jesuits lurking behind every corner. But anyway, all that aside, it was still risky business to even embark on such a plan. But they did, and they succeeded, at least ostensibly. Again, prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater when you look at the Constitution. Don't lose heart. It's still one of the best frames of government that we've ever come up with. And I don't think Jim Channon or Barbara Marx Hubbard or Robert Mueller or Hazel Henderson are going to come up with a better frame of government. I don't like the idea of globalism. To me, it is worse than a trap. It's a perpetual prison, one which we could never get out of if we ever allow ourselves to go into that box canyon. But continuing, accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable, and that's what we've been doing. We've been suffering while this evil is sufferable, but it's becoming insufferable, and the more they push, the more we're likely to push back than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. We'd rather go along, get along, and give them another inch, and give them another inch, and give them another inch. It's going to take us out, folks. Gradualism is a pernicious disease. The phrase gradualism, Fabius, the Fabian socialist model, very pernicious. Through gradualism and through pluralism, we have been overthrown. But again, while evils are sufferable, then to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. Of course, the custom that we have today is from the post-Administrative Procedures Act. It was in 1946 or thereabouts. We transitioned to a whole new kind of government then, threw the Constitution in the garbage can, walked on it, not just away from it. Then to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations bury the usurper, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right and it is their duty to throw off such a government and to provide new guards for their future security. Right? There's different techniques. There are different techniques for throwing off this binding problem. Violence, but one of them, becoming vocal local, is certainly another and I think a far better idea. Eliminate the disease, eradicate the disease, and all of these various usurpacious symptoms and the victims of them will be set aside. But that we'll talk about on another broadcast. Continuing, such has been the patient suffering of these colonies, and we might say these several states, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former system of government, or as I like to say, the restoration of our constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, which is why we've spent so much time in the past studying this, and will continue in the future so that we know what benefits we can gain by restoring this constitutionally limited republican form of representative government. Oh my, getting worked up here. Such as the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations. And this history is being repeated today. All having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. And to prove this, let the facts be submitted to a candid world. And here they then begin this long litany. of abuses, so very, very pallid by comparison to the thing, the abuses that we have suffered in our lifetimes in this country. Certainly it is time to just say not just no, but hell no to this usurpist government, this tyrannical and despotic regime that threatens to destroy the entire planet if they're not brought down, unfortunately. And they do so ostensibly with the consent of the people. Over the weekend, and probably again tonight, nothing but one volley of fireworks after the next. Cheap Chinese crap imported into this country and blown off by flag wavers. Blind nationalism, blind patriotism, blind to the things that are happening in the world. No end to the beer, the bread, and the circuses. Had I taken a copy of the Declaration of Independence to the various houses that had the greatest displays going, there probably not be one that could bring a copy of the Declaration of Independence from their house to the sidewalk to match mine. Probably not one person in the neighborhood that has read the Declaration of Independence any time in the last number of years or perhaps in their life. None that could even talk, as we have this morning, as the chatters have contributed to the broadcast. Not one that understands what form of government we have or how great a peril we face right now. So there's a lot that could be that we could go into. Unfortunately, today the time has come and gone. I've got books and books and books stacked up here, lots of places that we could go. We could go to, if nothing else, the American government, the plans, Penn's Plan of the Union is where one of the places I wanted to go. There are so many other books. Maybe we'll go there in a future broadcast. But, you know, all I can say, folks, is that it's really difficult. It's really difficult to keep trying. I've been at this for a long time. When my brother was sent to Vietnam in the infantry, it just almost drove me insane. I had to leave home and left our little family home in Alaska, and I went south. I had to find out what was happening in the real world because all I knew was a little bit of black and white TV from my mom's house and whatever, you know, little books and Time magazine and things that had come in. But I knew that there were people all up and down the coast and around the United States who were protesting, demonstrating against this war in Vietnam. And so I went and I found out what was going on. I know what it's like to be beaten in the face with a billy club, maced, drug off the field, clubbed to the ground. I understand what the people that were experiencing up at G20 intimately on a first-hand basis. I understand that sentiment. But I also realize that after all the years, all of those demonstrations, all of that shouting in the end of at the last day, we didn't bring that war to a close 1 minute sooner than the administration wanted it. We didn't save one person's life by doing it. And so therefore, in order to really affect a change, we have got to work to change the system. If we're just standing on the outside with your bullhorn shouting, if you're traveling from one continent to another continent to attend these G20 summits and you're on the outside, you're in the wrong place. Change happens at the table, within. Find a way to get yourself in that system. Become vocal, local, energized within the system. Change it from within. It was from within that we were destroyed. It is from within that we can rebuild. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you for listening. And until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Now cPanel.com brings you emergency gear you can use today. The new $99 Sunflower can become your everyday solar hot water heater. Place in a sunny spot, connect to your garden hose, and let the sun help you save hundreds on your utility bills. If the power goes out, you'll have safe hot water for showers and cleaning. And if a flood, earthquake, or hurricane leaves you without clean water, you'll have 18 gallons of fresh emergency drinking water, which won't drain back to empty city water lines. In hot weather, the Sunflower will even sterilize contaminated water. Perfect for camping, emergencies, swimming pools, beach houses, and hunting cabins because the Sunflower weighs only 4 pounds and folds into its own included travel bag. Setup takes seconds, and the Sunflower fills and regulates automatically. It's the least expensive automatic solar hot water heater and can pay for itself in months. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Enter Oracle into the coupon box to receive a free 8-in-1 stainless steel card knife with your order. Sunflower, the $99 solar hot water heater.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.